my question to you is simply this. What did you say at half-time?
We just said them to go out, asked them to go out and be fearless, I think. I think we were a little bit, in the first half, we were a little bit tentative at times. Maybe a little bit over-eager to please. Obviously, disappointments of the earlier part of the week are something that they take into the game. They accept responsibility for it. But I think we were just a little bit off it in the middle of the park in the first half. We spoke about that at half-time and said that games are won and lost in that part of the pitch. I thought Stephen Dawson, Jamie Ness, Neil Bishop and Jack King, when he came on, were outstanding. They pressed from the front, got in people's faces and instigated a lot of the good things that we did in the second half. But I thought we started the game reasonably well, and what we didn't do is settle down and pass the ball. We looked to turn them in behind probably a little bit too much, and it didn't look great. And in the second half, they settled down and they played the game how it should be played.
Scunthorpe United will always win games if you can get Paddy Madden scoring, and my goodness, he looked great in the second half, didn't he? He seemed to be very hungry for the ball.
Yeah, he did, and again, that's what we spoke about. I think we were just disjointed in the first half. I think the second half we worked together as a team, both in possession and out of possession. Paddy and Tom Hopper were triggers for that, and Luke Williams to a certain extent as well. And as I said, the team as a whole, it's I know I've mentioned some individuals there, but I think we stayed in the game in the middle part and latter part of the first half by the defending and the blocks and the willingness to put your body on the line, and that's what you've got to do. You know, there are two ends of the pitch, two parts to the game, and in the first half we did one part really well, and in the second half we did the other part really well, so we're really pleased.
How's it working with you and Andy Dawson? Because you made, what, four changes from the starting 11 last week. So who chose? Did you have a change and Andy have a change? Or how did you come to pick the 11 that you picked today, you two?
No, we didn't do it that way. We spoke about the team started planning for the week on Monday after Mark and Ned went, because you have to. I think I've mentioned that in the press as well. So we had in mind a team for the weekend. We had a style of play that we thought we would use. We then went to watch Colchester on Tuesday night against Fleetwood, and we prepared all week to execute that plan. And you know, the scoreline suggests that we did execute that plan, but ultimately, you know, down to some good fortune, some good defending and some great finishing. Yeah.
Now, I don't know, have you put your hats into the ring, you and Andy Dawson, for the manager's job on a long-term basis? Where do you stand on this one?
No, I mean, we got asked to do the job by the chairman on Monday. Everything was quite raw at the time, and it happened really quickly. So, you know, we accepted that responsibility. We spoke to the chairman on Wednesday. He'd already made us aware that it might be for more than just the one game, and we said that's what we would do, and that's what we will do. We've got through today. We've got Coventry next week. Then we've got two home games against Doncaster and Southend. You know, I hope that we just keep winning football matches. And if you win football matches, you know, especially here, you know what happens. But we it's been too whirlwind to even discuss it. All me and Andy are concentrating on is doing the best for the team, doing the best for the chairman, best for the fans and the best for the players. And on today's evidence, that's been a success.
Well, for whatever period of time you have it, short term, medium or even long term, what is your message to the Scunthorpe United fans, both the 3,300 here today and those who are Scunthorpe United fans who haven't necessarily come down to watch you in recent times? What would you say to them?
I think it's a simple answer, really. I think it's like any supporters up and down the country, just get behind the team. You know, the team is in 15th place, I think you mentioned earlier. I think 15th place now. We're in 15th place for a reason. We think we're better than that. The players know that they're better than that. Wherever you are, you need help and support. And the help and support that we got today, certainly it's easier to give that support when the team scores a goal. I understand that. But I'm sure, I mean, I got wrapped up on it. I'm sure there was a lot of positiveness around the place when we were blocking shots and stopping them from scoring, because we've kept a clean sheet. That's how it should be. And in our game in football, it's never perfect. You know, the product is never perfect, very rarely is, unless you're at the top of the league. But it's a starting point, and if they can get behind us, I think Andy mentioned in the press the other day, if the supporters can get behind, they become. I mean, we've got a program going here called the 12th Man. That's not been thought up just on the spur of the moment. That's been thought up for a reason. You know, they can make this place more hostile and more friendly towards our players, and I'm sure they will get response. And they did get it, and the supporters were great today, and you know the passion was there, and I know that this is what they want to see. They want to see Paddy Madden scoring goals, and they want to see the ball in the opposition's air at half more than in our half. But sometimes you have to play, and one of the negatives to our play in the first half was that we didn't play enough. And I did hear a couple of comments about, you know, get the ball down. So you need to get the ball down, but we don't want to overplay. We want to get the ball in the half and excite the supporters, and hopefully we did that second half.
Well, I'm sure you did. So it looks like you'll still be in charge for next week. Presuming that you are, how does next week pan out for you and Andy Dawson?
Same as this week started. You know, we're working already towards, you know, what we did well and what we didn't do well. We've spoken briefly about that, so we'll be thinking over the weekend. Spoke to the players and said, look, let's have a reassessment on Monday about how we could have improved our performance today and how we could have bettered our performance. Look at the things that we did well, assess the opposition. You know, we know that already. We know what Coventry are like. We know we're going away from home to the Rico with a big crowd and a big stadium. But these guys will be up for that challenge. They proved that against Chelsea.
And as it's January, you are allowed to trade. Is the chairman permitting you and Andy to trade? Should the right players come in, or you want to release any players, or are you keeping everything as it is for now?
No, we've been in dialogue this week. As I said, we had a meeting on Monday. You know, there are things going on, existing things that are going on, and discussions both for incomings and potential outgoings. We have just asked to make sure that we've got the best squad available and with the most options available to us. The chairman's given our full support, both me and Andy, his full support, should I say, and he's allowed us to put some names forward for where we want. I think we improve the team.
Sure. 3-0, it's easy, this management lark, isn't it?
No, it's not. I know where you're going from. It isn't, because at half-time it wasn't easy. But we did what we needed to do, and the information to the players and the discussions between ourselves solved those one or two problems in the second half. But ultimately, that was down to the 11, 12, 13, 14 players that we used. They're the ones that executed the plan eventually, and we're really pleased that they did that.